Good evening, everybody. Can everybody hear me? Yes. We're getting everything set up right now, so if you can just give us a couple minutes.
Is that mine?
Yes, thank you.
Sorry, Commissioner Howard?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Very good. Well, welcome, everybody. Thank you for joining us this evening. I would like to call to order the Community Development Commission monthly meeting on September 5th at 6.06 p.m. If we can we please begin our roll call?
G. Davis, District 1, present.
Commissioner Sitarski?
Present.
Commissioner Black?
Present.
Commissioner Garza? Commissioner Barrientos?
Here.
Commissioner Howard? Commissioner Glauben? Commissioner Glauben? Commissioner Mendez? Commissioner Mills?
Here.
Chair Rubin, we have a quorum.
Thank you very much. And please make note on the record, I'm not sure if you could hear, but Commissioner Black is with us. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, thank you. Do we have any public speakers joining us this evening?
We do not.
Okay. Then everybody should have received the minutes via email. Are there any edits or changes to the minutes that you all have received from our August 1st, 2024 meeting?
Move approval.
Thank you. Is there a second to move for approval?
Second.
Second.
All in favor of accepting the minutes?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you. The minutes have been accepted. If we can now, let's please turn to our staff for a Community Development Division report on the four-month calendar overview for FY24-25 for our commission.
Thank you, Chair Rubin. I'm Shan Williams, Assistant Director, Budget and Management Services, Grants Division. I want to say good evening to everyone, and I want to thank the staff that's also online who made themselves available should anything come up on the questions from the commission. Thank you guys for being with us. As Chair Rubin has shared, I will go through tonight's presentation as we're going to take a look forward for the next 4 months, just for your planning purposes and knowing what's going on and what's coming up. And then if there are any questions or you want to know more about what these processes and events entail, we staff available in our offices, available to email us, stop by the office, and we can do some one-on-one and take it offline and get you caught up to speed. But this is just an overview of looking forward for the next 4 months. And then Victor Salazar, our community development coordinator, will go through the committee roles and responsibilities. And we've got a couple of short films, 1-2 minutes each for after each committee for you tonight. So over on slide three, we're looking at September and October. So in the month of September, tonight is September the 5th, which is your monthly meeting. And then at this meeting, we will ask the Citizen Participation and Policy Procedures Committee to set a meeting this month. As you can see, we're already getting geared up for our fiscal year 2025-26. And the committee starts the meeting, planning those neighborhood public meetings and the work plan and laying out our communication strategies for our January meetings. And those committees, we will ask the committee to set their first meeting on tonight. Then on October, at your October 3rd meeting, we will ask the Economic Development, Housing, and Home Committee will be setting a meeting during that month, and we will be hearing from our Housing Department. And then the Citizen Participation Committee will also be meeting in October. looking forward to November. Your November meeting will occur on November 7th. And during that meeting, we will hear from the work that the Citizen Participation Committee has done, and the CDC will, the full commission, will approve the committee's recommendation, or you guys will have an opportunity to discuss, and then final vote. In the month of November, we will, once the committee presents its recommendations for our communication and outreach plan for our 25-26 budget development, that is in, the full commission will vote on November the 7th. That month, we will send your recommendations to the city council. And we share with council what the committee has recommended for our outreach activities for our 25-26 budget. And we give council an opportunity to add or any other any questions they may have. Sometimes they contact their commission members and ask about the plan and those types of things. And any feedback that we will give council an opportunity to weigh in on your recommendations. In the month of December, staff begins to implement those recommendations because we have newspaper ads that we have to get drafts and all those things to the newspaper, get the flyers done, get all of our documents, handouts and materials prepared and completed. Some of the newspapers that they have, the paper prints once a month. So in order for us to communicate and get in time for our January meetings, we have to have all that done in December. So we want to hear from council feedback, and then December staff is implementing those plans and scheduling and setting up, getting spaces reserved and all the things for our January meeting. But also in the month of December, you'll see here about the extensions and reprogramming. That is where at the end of the fiscal year, which is September, we look at all of our CDBG projects, and the Financial Monitoring Committee, we will ask them to set a meeting in December so that we will be able to talk about, go through the extensions reprogramming list. And those are all at the year end. We just take a look at all of the financial status and position of all of our CDBG projects. And staff will be available to answer questions, and all that happens in December. But we'll be talking a little bit more and providing more information about that December process as we get closer to that. What is not on here for November is that we do have a housing committee meeting in October. We would like for the Public Services Committee to consider a meeting in November. And what these meetings do when we meet with the committees before budget development, that gives us an opportunity to look at the programs, answer questions, get to know what's going on with the program, and make, if you're on that committee, you will be familiar with the program, because once we get to January and we start the budget development process, it'll just inform what we'll be doing going forward. So we have a housing committee in October. It would be great if the Public Services Committee could meet in November, and then the Financial Monitoring Committee will meet in December. So that's our 4-month look forward. Now, Victor Salazar will go through the roles and responsibilities for each of those committees. And I think some of them have like short little videos to help inform those tasks. I'll turn it over to Victor. Right at this point. Did you need to?
Thank you. No, that's great. That's okay.
All right, Victor. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay, like Shan said, I'm going to go over the committee roles and responsibilities, and start. I'm going to start off with the Financial Monitoring Performance Standards Committee, review and comment on the fiscal status of community development projects, review and comment on project performance data on an annual basis. The duties and responsibilities of the committee chair are to serve as the CDC's lead person in benchmarking financial monitoring and performance standards related concerns, present policy and funding recommendations for considerations by the CDC, responsible for notifying staff of requested meetings and agenda information, and responsible for ensuring committee members attending meetings to secure a quorum. Citizen Participation Policy and Procedures Committee, review and make recommendations regarding CDC policies and procedures, review and comment on proposed citizen participation efforts. The duties and responsibilities of the committee chair are to serve as the CDC's lead person regarding citizen participation recommendations and CDC policies and procedures, promote adherence to CDC policies and procedures, present policy recommendations for consideration by the CDC, responsible for notifying staff of requested meetings and agenda information, and is responsible for ensuring committee members attend meetings to secure a quorum. Next is the Public Services, APWA, and ESG Committee. Review and make recommendations for homeless solutions, community service programs request for CD funds. Review and recommend CD funding priorities for homeless solutions, community service programs. Review and recommend uniform general policies and evaluation criteria, which applies to homeless solutions, community service programs requests for CD funds, and review and recommend criteria detailing the types of organizations that may receive CD funds. The duties and responsibilities of the committee chair are to serve as the CDC's lead person for reviewing proposed environmental and health service programs involving CD funds, responsible for notifying staff of requested meetings and agenda information, and is responsible for ensuring committee members attend meetings to secure a quorum. And we have a short video on this.
In this way, we will surely contribute that this public services program maximize the positive impacts of your community. We will review the policies indicated for public services, including grant management and program design consideration.
Victor, are you able to make that louder?
Yes,
I'm sorry.
Sorry, I don't know if anyone else is having trouble hearing, but if you could make it louder.
Increase the volume on your computer.
You could actually maximize the screen and turn up the volume. I think that would be great.
Let me start over.
I'm going to apply plans. We will also discuss how to determine community needs and design an effective program. Public services can strengthen communities by addressing the needs of specific populations and by supporting economic development. The CDBG regulations allow the use of grant funds for a wide range of public services activities, including but not limited to childcare, healthcare, job training, recreation programs, education programs, and many others listed here. In addition, the cost of operating and maintaining the portion of a facility in which the CDBG-funded public service is located, and the lease of furniture, equipment, or other personal property needed for an eligible public service may be paid for with CDBG funds. Paying for the operation and maintenance of an entire public facility that is only partially used by a CDBG-assisted activity is not permitted. Public services are an integral part of a comprehensive community development strategy. They can address a range of individual needs and can increase the impact of CDBG dollars by augmenting other activities. For example, entitlement grantees and units of general local government, hereinafter referred to as grantees, may combine financial counseling services, which can be funded as a public service activity, with housing rehabilitation assistance, to help owners manage finances to maintain the upkeep of their homes. When using CDBG to fund public services, there are some general rules to keep in mind. First, grantees cannot use CDBG to replace municipal funds. This means that the service could not have been provided by the municipality in the 12 months prior to submission of the relevant action plan. For example, CDBG funds cannot be used for the salary of a youth services coordinator, if the town allocated that salary in annual budget the year before. Second, the public service must be a new or expanded service. To qualify as an expanded service, grantees must demonstrate that there has been a quantifiable increase in the service than was delivered in the 12 months prior to the grantee's latest action plan. For example, if a grantee wanted to fund an existing meal program for seniors, it likely would not be eligible for CDBG assistance. However, if the grantee wanted to expand the meal program to include a job training component to train people in meal preparation and cooking, then the job training component would be eligible. To ensure that you comply with these rules, plan early and talk with your municipal leadership and finance department about your planned activities for the year. Third, certain activities are not eligible. They include funding for activities already provided by a city or state, ongoing funding for municipal services, and direct payments to individuals. Payments must go directly to service providers. Continuous income payments or non-emergency payments for more than 3 consecutive months, such as ongoing rent subsidies or heating bills. Political or religious activities, such as campaigning for legislative reform, or for activities that include religious worship, instruction, or counseling. Last, entitlement grantees must limit their funding obligations to 15% of their annual grant allocation plus program income. And state grantees must limit their expenditure on public service activities to 15% of their annual grant allocation plus program income. Click the video thumbnails below to learn more about how to use CDBG for public service activities.
The next committee that we have is the Economic Development, Housing, and Home Program. They review and make recommendations regarding programs that create or retain jobs for low-income persons and attract or retain businesses which provide necessary services in lower-income neighborhoods, review and comment on proposed criteria to be used in evaluating housing program requests, review and comment on planned uses of CD and other sources of funds to address the needs of lower-income persons. The duties and responsibilities of the committee chair are to serve as the CDC's lead person for reviewing proposed economic development and housing programs for benefiting low and moderate income persons, presents policy and funding recommendations for considerations by the CDC, review and comment on proposed criteria to be used in evaluating program requests for CD funds, responsible for notifying staff of request meeting and agenda information, and responsible for ensuring committee members attend meetings to secure a quorum.
Welcome to the CDBG for housing activities. In this presentation, we will describe the various CDBG housing activities focusing on how to design and implement programs that meet your community's housing needs. Having a safe, affordable home is the basic goal for every town and a central goal of the CDBG program. CDBG may be used for housing rehabilitation, homeownership, rental housing, and activities in connection with housing activities usually address the CDBG national objective of benefiting low and moderate income households. When CDBG funds are leveraged with private and other public dollars, grantees can extend their investments in housing. You can revitalize neighborhoods, ensure that residents are more invested through home ownership, and produce good quality rentals. To effectively plan your CDBG housing program, you will need to understand your investment needs, your housing market and submarkets, and how to design strategies to address your community's primary issues. Click on each video thumbnail to learn more about designing and implementing CDBG housing activities. Thanks for watching. To continue viewing, the targeting and leveraging video below.
And the Public Improvements Committee, evaluate and make recommendations for public improvement projects. The duties and responsibilities of committee chair are serve as the CDC's lead person for reviewing proposed public improvement projects and council criteria for funding considerations related to nonprofit organization, present policy and funding recommendations for consideration by the CDC, responsible for notifying staff of requested meetings and agenda information, and is responsible for ensuring committee members attend meetings to secure a quorum.
Public facilities improvements with community development block grant funds. Introduction. In this tutorial, we'll discuss how CDBG grantees, including entitlement and state grantees and their sub-grantees and sub-recipients, can use CDBG to support public facilities and improvements projects that are integral to the quality of life for community residents. This presentation is divided into four modules that will walk you through the main aspects of planning and implementing public facilities and improvements projects. They are project selection, planning and design, procurement and construction. Each section focuses on the importance of the stage in the overall project implementation and contains specific how-tos to guide you through the process. At the end of each module are learning checks to test your knowledge. Click on the Get button at the bottom of your screen to take a short quiz, then move on to the next module. Thanks for watching. To continue viewing, please click the project selection video below.
Concludes the committee roles and responsibilities. Do we have any questions?
This is Roseanne Mills, if somebody.
Commissioner Mills.
Thank you. Those are wonderful videos. Is there a way to access the videos minus the quizzes?
Yes, the answer is yes. The videos are available on the SharePoint for the CDC.
Thank
you. They have all been uploaded there. We have rebranded the SharePoint to make it user friendly. So when you log on, they'll be on the front page.
Excellent. Thank you.
Any other questions? Great. Thank you very much. I really appreciate the presentation this evening. I do think it's important that we understand that most of the significant work that gets done for this commission is done in committees. And so it really is important for all members to sign up for the committees and take some leadership roles so that we can get the work done that we report out at the monthly meeting. So really appreciate that deeper dive, and we'll encourage everyone to please go ahead and take a look at those videos again and or reach out if you have any questions about what work gets done in the committees. I'm certainly happy to talk about what work is on the agendas in those committees and talk about placement for anyone who would like, but we really do need each commissioner to sign up for the committees. And certainly need, I know the commission is a little bit light right now. We've just got several vacancies that we're waiting on city council to appoint our colleagues. And so would encourage those who have not signed up for a committee to certainly take a look at public improvements and financial monitoring performance standards committees. Even if it's temporarily to get to know the work that gets done and attend meetings. I also want to emphasize that all commissioners are welcome at all committee meetings. You don't have to be a member of the committee, but you really can't vote unless you're a member of the committee. So just encourage participation. That really is where a deeper understanding of this work and where we really dig into the nitty-gritty and what our purview is at those committee meetings. So I know, I feel like it's been on our agenda for several meetings. Please sign up, but it really is to the point where it's really important. And if not, I'm more than happy to reach out to you all individually and just have a meeting and see what works well for you, but really would like you to be where it's a good fit for you. So please do let us know. Any questions on the committees? Very good. Well, then I guess I did kind of move into my chair report as part of that, because that really is my biggest priority, is asking you all to go ahead and sign into committees.
I also have a pleasure to introduce a new commissioner from District 2, Commissioner Michael Sidarczewski, and we're really thrilled that you're joining us, and would love to ask you to go ahead and introduce yourself.
Sure, thank you. As introduced, Michael Sidarczewski, District 2, I had the pleasure of serving as the president of the Cedars Neighborhood Association for a couple of years. I've lived in the Cedars since 2014, and have become very familiar with a lot of the subject matter here that we've discussed this evening. So I'm happy to serve District 2 and happy to join a couple of the committees. I've got a couple in mind already, so just grateful for the opportunity, and thank you.
Great. Thank you very much and welcome. We look forward to working with you. So thank you. I also wanted to circle back to a practice that we had in the past where we would welcome commissioners to talk about anything that was important to them within the city of Dallas and largely kind of what your passion was, what brought you to this commission. And we have had some really special learning moments together where we've gotten to gain from insights from our commissioners. And until we start the budget, I would like to reinstitute that. So I appreciate Commissioner Garza being willing to present next month to go ahead and give us some insights on how we can best partner with congressional offices and what resources are available and some just some insights that I think he will share with us that would be very beneficial to us as we think through the whole community development aspect. In the past, Commissioner Mills has presented on libraries, which was very important. We've had some important presentations on some of the parks. You know, it's all across the board about what's really important to you. But I think it's really, we've got so much expertise on this commission and we don't always get to hear what the passion and the expertise is unless we do this. So if you think you would like to share something at a later meeting, please do let me know because I'll go ahead and keep the running list. But I do think it's a really valuable opportunity for us to learn together and appreciate that. With that, I conclude my chair report and I defer to Vice Chair Barrientos. Commissioner Barrientos, do you have something to add for your Vice Chair report?
Good evening, everyone. Just a couple of things, just a couple of reminders. For those of you that signed up for your email setup, Victor was saying he's working diligently on trying to get that settled for you guys. And for those of you that have not, just a little reminder to go ahead and try to create it so they can get that started for you. I also just kind of like piggybacking off of what Chair Rubin said, we had a really amazing series. I'll call them a series because what everybody brought to the table was just so fascinating about this history of Dallas and the city of Dallas. And I would really love to go back to that. A couple of very important local events happening this month. September 19th is North Texas Giving Day. So if you guys have a passion for community and giving, please connect with Community Foundation of Texas. Everything goes to our local nonprofit. So it's a really great opportunity to kind of like get out there and see what the community is doing on a local level. And then also, this is, you reminded me, Chair Rubin, about Commissioner Mills' presentation on DPL. They're actually having, they're gearing up towards their 75th anniversary, which is really, really exciting to think that Dallas has had like such a beautiful library and it's going to be so long. And they're actually having an event to kind of like kick things off. They're bringing in the author for King of Diamonds, and it's really cool. Brina Peterson's the author, and it's awesome because they the story is about a heist that took place here in Dallas proper. And so it's their diamond date and their diamond book. And so if you guys want to go and support the library, that's also available. But other than that, that's all I have for tonight.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Have any public speakers joined us since we've been on?
No, there hasn't been any public speakers.
Okay. Then I would like to take a few minutes to go ahead and set some meetings for this month. I think we needed citizen participation policies and procedures to go ahead and set a meeting. Commissioner Mills, Chair Mills, would you go ahead and do that, please?
Yes, I have looked at my calendar for the month of September and then again for November. And so the times that work best in what is turning out to be an astonishingly packed schedule, is the 18th, the 24th, and the 25th. And so if we want to, you know, stack committee meetings, those are the dates that I do have available.
Okay, currently on your committee is Commissioners Howard, Rubin, Barrientos, and Black. So go ahead and throw out those dates one more time, Commissioner Mills.
Yes, the 18th, which I believe is a Tuesday or Wednesday, and then the 24th, which is a Tuesday, and the 25th, which is a Wednesday.
One note here. I will say we will defer to the commission, and we will set the meeting, but just as a reminder, the 18th and the 25th are council days, typically try to accommodate staff. Many of the staff may be attending council meetings on those days, and if they run long, sometimes it may be fine, and they can get here at 6, but just in case, we typically try to not do on Wednesdays, particularly this is budget season as well, so.
And that maybe the 25th is going to run extremely long, given what I remember is possibly on the agenda. So the 24th looks best. And let me see why the 17th will not work. Okay.
Sorry, Commissioner, how old was that you?
You said 24th.
It was. I can do the 24th.
Can. Commissioners Barrientos and Black, does the 24th work for you?
Same, Chair Mills. 24th will work.
I'm grateful. Thank you.
Are we doing 6 p.m.?
Would 5 work for those of you who can either pop on through Zoom? I'll be here in person.
Yeah, 5 p.m. is good.
Okay, 5 it is. Thank you.
And again, all commissioners are welcome at the meeting, but you have to join the committee if you want to vote. Thank you. Did you want to go ahead and look at November as well?
October, not November.
I mean, October.
I'm the 12th, the 12th and the 13th may not work.
12th is the 7th.
Then I was looking at November, just one moment.
14 is a holiday.
Okay, so let's look at the 15th.
I cannot do the 15th, but if everyone else can, you should do it.
The 22nd.
Does the 22nd work for the committee members?
And in October...
I think I can get the 22nd to work.
Actually, in October, the 14th or 15th, the 21st or the 22nd, which would be a Monday or Tuesday.
Monday's Columbus Day.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Monday is a federal holiday.
Yeah, holiday.
Yeah, yeah. So that will not work. So the 21st.
I cannot do the 21st, but please go ahead and do it.
Can't either.
Okay.
Does the 22nd work?
The 22nd is actually the best date for me.
I can do the 22nd.
Okay. And are we thinking 5 p.m. again?
That would be great if it works well for others.
Yeah.
Great, thank you.
Thank you all.
And do we need to set any other committee meetings? That's just it. Okay. Very good. Thank you all.
The home committee meets in October.
No, thank you.
Chair Rubin?
Yes.
Will, just one moment. Economic Development, Housing, and Home Program be set in October,
yes.
Or November?
In October, I believe.
I can propose
Chair Black, would you like to go ahead and set that?
I would. Thank you, Chair Rubin. For October, I would like to propose Thursday, October 10th.
Okay. And we've got Commissioners Rubin, Mills, Garza, and Mendez on your committee. Does that work for committee members?
Or for me? I regret I will not be able to stay for the entire meeting on the 10th.
Mark, one moment, please.
Thank you.
That was my best day in October. Let's, how about on Thursday the 3rd, the week before? Does that work better for the group or no?
I think that is our commission
meeting.
That's
the monthly meeting, but they are welcome to meet.
Yeah.
At 5 before your meeting.
I could only do the 3rd and the 10th. And,
that works for me on October 3rd at 5 p.m.
Okay. I say that because I'll be traveling the last of October.
Okay.
Can we
October 3rd at 5 prior to our meeting?
Well, keep in mind, it will be 1 hour and it's going to... You can't go over an hour because the next meeting starts at 6. So that's the only caveat for that date.
That usually should work okay.
Depends on how many prisoners have.
That's true.
Yeah.
I will make it happen.
Be very efficient. Okay, well, thank you all. I know calendaring is never easy, and I appreciate everyone's patience as we got through that, so thank you. Does anybody have any announcements?
Shan Williams, it's not an announcement. Just as you can notice on your agenda, at the end where it says adjournment, you have those upcoming events. The Ryan White Council of Dallas Area Meeting and the Continuum of Care. Just a reminder that those are our partners. The Consolidated Plan, which this committee has purview of, there are 4 grants, CDBG, Home, ESG, and HOPWA. And the Ryan White Planning Council, they are our partners as it relates to the HOPWA grant and the Continuum of Care General Assembly. They are a consortium of our homeless service providers, and they are our community partners for our ESG grant. And we provide these dates because they do have a virtual option. And particularly for our public services committee, you are welcome to log on and listen as they facilitate those meetings and be a part. And we encourage you to do so because, again, they are our community partners. And when we start our community meetings, and our outreach for our budget in January, the Ryan White Planning Council conducts the needs assessment for our HOPWA funds that we use to align our HOPWA funds. And then the Continuum of Care is the consortium of homeless providers for our area, and the regulations require that we at least consult with them, which we do. So just a reminder of why these two are here. Just so you know, a reminder for our new commission members, and they have virtual options for those meetings. They are typically during the day, but you, just a reminder, and you are welcome to log on to those meetings and listen in. Just FYI. Yes, sir.
A little more information on those meetings, what time they are and how to log in. That would be great. I would love to attend those meetings.
Yes, staff will get that information to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Shan. We will look for that information. Appreciate it. Any other announcements? Then I would like to entertain a motion to adjourn, please.
So moved.
Is there a second? Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Right.
Thank you. Our Community Development Commission September 5th meeting is adjourned at 6:45 p.m. Thank you all for being here.
Thank you.
You'll have a good night.